News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Construction of Jamaica's newest power plant is set to get underway as ground was recently broken for the facility in Old Harbour City, Catherine. The construction, dubbed the Renaissance Project, will result in the replacement of 292 megawatts of obsolete power generation equipment at the old JPS power plant with new efficient natural gas-fired generating capacity. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the construction of the power plant is vital to Jamaica's fuel diversification thrust and energy stability goals. He has also expressed satisfaction that a large portion of the funding for the project was sourced locally, with approximately $210 million secured through a consortium of local banks.
For our capital markets, our banks, our investor community to come out like this and give the financial backing to this project speaks volume. It says that there is a general confidence in the economy that investors are now willing to take risks.
The power plant is slated for completion in June 2019. Jamaica is among four Caribbean countries that will benefit from the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA's, implementation of a three-year energy efficiency project in the region. The technical cooperation project is being initiated by the government of Japan through grant funding of $348.9 million. Finance and the Public Service Minister Oli Shaw and JICA's resident representative in Jamaica, Kenji Tobita, signed the record of discussions reflecting the agreements and positions of the government and agency on April 12. Minister Shaw says the project's implementation is timely, noting that it comes at a point when efforts are being made by government to diversify the energy mix and reduce Jamaica's dependence on imported fossil fuel.
This is particularly important to the overall economic development of the country as it will help stabilize energy costs, reduce the impact of fossil fuel emissions on the environment, and support a progressive developmental framework by freeing up resources for redistribution into other key areas.
The project is being implemented in Jamaica in two phases and will be spearheaded by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. The government has made arrangements for wards of the state to have greater access to health care. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says this involves collaboration with the Ministry of Health.
In each parish, we have now an arrangement with a doctor where a child of the state, whether it be a foster child, whether it be a child in their children's home, once they get ill, it's an emergency, they need a checkup, the resources are hard to come by, they can bring that child to that doctor. And that doctor will do it free of cost, well, not free, but free to the parent, free to the caregiver, and bill the CDA.
Minister Green adds that consideration is also being given to having designated days for wards of the state to access services at primary healthcare facilities. And Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid is urging Jamaicans in the diaspora to partner with the government in the establishment of a national school bus system. Senator Reid says the administration is looking to acquire 1,000 school buses over the next 5 years to implement the bus system and has challenged diaspora members to help meet this target. Senator Reid says once the national program comes on stream, rural students will have a safer and more efficient option for getting to school. The education minister was addressing members of the UJAA executive at a breakfast meeting at the Kimberley Hotel in Manhattan, New York recently. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.